We're going to go to China. It's the land of an economic boom led by cheap labor. But for how long? China's remarkable growth has been fueled by low-paid manufacturing workers spending long hours on the assembly lines making goods to be sold in the West. But many workers say enough is enough. They want decent working lives as well as good economic figures. Daniel Fuchs is the editor of the book Arbeitskämpfe in China. He told Chris Cummins about the situation of the world's biggest manufacturing employer. That would be Foxconn.
Alone in China, there are more than 1 million workers. So the significance is huge for Chinese workers. The significance is also huge for most of the electronic brands we have to deal with in the West, brands like Apple, Sony, Dell, Amazon, you name them.
And it's that role of Foxconn that is giving companies like Apple a bad name because of the way that workers are treated. Can you give me some examples?
What was very important for putting pressure on Foxconn and on Apple was a series of suicides which took place in 2010 and 2011. More than 20 Foxconn workers attempted suicide, and more than half of those 20 workers actually died.
So there was this outcry, and we've seen pictures of these crowded dormitories and nets on the ground floor to catch people throwing themselves out the window. It's, you know, symbolically devastating to see that. How have Apple reacted? How Foxconn reacted?
I mean, the first reaction of Foxconn was actually to put more nets around their dormitories. But like in the following months, what they did in last year mostly was that they tried to increase the wages, but only a little bit. However, all those reforms didn't really have an effect on conditions of exploitations on Foxconn workers.
It's a PR disaster when this happens. Often the measures taken tend to be PR steps. We'll see a few good examples, but the general culture hasn't changed.
Yeah, that's the case. Actually, the only people who can really change the situation at the ground, on the shop floor level, are the workers themselves.
So it's self-confidence in the workers having the belief that they have the power to decide their own destiny by standing up for their rights.
I think that the workers are more and more confident about what they can achieve by putting pressure on the companies. Yeah, definitely. There were loads of strikes and riots in the last few years in China, and also incidents of riots at Foxconn. And like Chinese workers, they have experience about their forms of resistance, and they know exactly what they can do, how far they can go. So, of course, it demands a lot of bravery, but I think that at the moment they are dealing with it in a quite good and also more or less effective way.
That was Daniel Fuchs. His book Arbeitskämpfe in China will be presented at the Bibliothek der Arbeiterkammer in Vienna tonight at 7 p.m. alongside the book Eye Slaves, which is about the situation in Foxconn factories. So if you're in or around Vienna and this kind of thing interests you, get yourself to the Bibliothek der Arbeiterkammer at 7 o'clock tonight. FM4.
Reality check.